This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I welcome to you to a New Year's Eve edition of Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. My co-host for Cinema Chat is Russ Collins. He serves as the executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, running the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. And Russ, it's good to have you on one more time in 2020.
That's right. A year that I think everyone's going to be glad to see in the rearview mirror as we look forward to 2021 and emerging from this pandemic purgatory that we've all been stuck in for months and months and months now.
Exactly right. Now, you and I, we spent most of our show last week talking about 2020 and reflecting on what that has meant. And today, I think we'll take a little time and we'll look forward to what 2021 might bring. And as we enter the new calendar year, what are you most looking forward to professionally?
Well, I'm looking forward to reopening the theater and welcoming the community back into the theaters. I'm looking forward to getting out of the house and going out to dinner, as well as to movies and concerts and all of
right.
those kind of things. To have two theaters that are designed to, you know, welcome the community and have them closed down, they're a little bit depressing. So to have them filled back up with people gradually over the next 12 months is going to be very, very exciting for sure.
Well, what you have all have done is provide us with a whole list of long movies throughout the year that we could watch from the comfort of our own home. And as we look into 2021, is that going to be a part of the Michigan Theater model moving forward?
Yeah. So, you know, that virtual cinema capability was something that essentially wasn't available, essentially for rights reasons, because theaters really aren't designed to distribute virtually. That's what Netflix and cable television and Disney Plus and all of those things do. They negotiate those rights. But with theaters being closed down, the independent distributors created ways for those films to be shown through theater websites. And I think that that will be part of our programming dynamic, probably more in support of programs that are going to take place at the theater. But, you know, we really look forward to, you know, the live events coming back, the concerts. I think that's going to take a while because you kind of need a theater that you can fill up that makes those live on stage events make sense. Movies you can do with the reduced capacity and socially distanced kind of dynamics. You're more likely able to do that. Also, depending on what the distributors are going to do, but you know, I think the thing that we need to be optimistic about is there are vaccines out there right now. We know that they're going to continue to get rolled out throughout 2021. We know that towards the middle of the year. In June, July, those vaccines should be available for everybody by then. And we hope that the vast majority of the public takes advantage of those vaccines.
I'll be in line. I'll be in line for sure.
Absolutely. Me too. So that we can make sure that there is this so-called herd immunity and get this thing in the rearview mirror. There's a medical doctor, Howard Markle, who's the historian of medicine at the University of Michigan.
Yeah, we've had him on.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And there's a quote in the magazine Stat, which is a medical journal about, you know, stat meaning immediate. But he said, we'll come through on the other side and go back to our lives after the pandemic. There have been epidemics for millennia. I mean, this is something that in a sense is weird for us in the modern era, because there used to be all kinds of epidemics that happened and diseases that killed, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And, it's been a century since there's been something like that. But over the millennia, those who survive go on with their lives, and he's convinced that by December of 2021, we'll all feel the same kind of safety about going out that we had before COVID-19. And then he said that the thing that happens after a pandemic, again, his study of history of this, is that the society goes into pandemic amnesia, and we just forget that it ever happened, and we resume our lives, which is kind of hard to think about, but it is, I think it is kind of optimistic to think about that by the end of this year or in, you know, sometime in 2022, there literally will be a societal amnesia for this pandemic purgatory that we've all lived through as people resume their, quote, normal life, which will certainly be transformed, I think, from what it was before. But that's the kind of positive thing that happens as a result of disruptions like this pandemic.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater. And as we head into the new year, things will change. The movie industry is in the process of change, but they also want to take time out, as they do each year, to honor what has occurred in the prior year, 2020. And it was quite a film year, despite the fact we didn't get to see many of those in the theaters.
That's right. And, so there's going to be the usual lineup of award shows. They're going to be delayed this year. So the Oscars are actually taking place in April this year. But there are already betting odds on the top 10 films that are ranked for getting Oscars. And in order of their betting odds, Nomadland is number one. Mank is number two. The Trial of Chicago 7 is number three. News of the World, which just got released, is number four. One Night in Miami is number five. Spike Lee's The Five Bloods is number six. Manara is number seven, which is a great independent film that I actually got to see at Sundance. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Everybody loves that movie.
Which is an August Wilson film. I actually saw it on Broadway as a play. I'm really looking forward to that. Soul, which is the Pixar animated film about a jazz musician, and The Father is number 10. So those are the odds makers choice for the top 10 movies at the present time. I'm sure that will change as we go through time.
And if I am recalling correct, I seem to have read an article about former President Barack Obama's list of favorite films for the year, and it sounds like at least some of those were on that list.
Absolutely. And I think Barack Obama's list is just a little bit better. he's actually a movie producer, and one of his films, Crip Camp, is one of the films that is one of his favorite. He listed it as the last one, but it's a documentary about a summer camp for folks that are wheelchair bound and otherwise physically impaired. And it's a really wonderful documentary. But his list is Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which is already on the Oddsmakers top 10. Beanpole, which we actually showed online at the Michigan Theater. Baccaroo, which was also shown at the Michigan Theater. Nomadland, which was the number one Oddsmakers choice. Soul, which was on the Oddsmakers choice. Lovers Rock, which is a Steve McQueen movie. He made five movies, and it's one of those five movies that were released this year. Collective, which we just started streaming about 3 weeks ago on the website. Mank, which we were supposed to show, but then we were shut down. Martin Eden, who is like on every critic's best film list, which we're currently streaming at the Michigan Theater. Let Him Go, Time, Boys State, which is documentary about the a political camp that's out there, which is really interesting, both in terms of kind of white supremacy and also this engagement in the political dynamic. And then Stella and the Spades is the other film that's on Barack Obama's list. So, you know, he's not going to be president for sure, but he may be able to, you know, be a film critic here of his future career.
We're starting to wind down for the day and obviously for the year, but I do want to, the way movies are being distributed, the way we're ingesting them and how we receive them is all changed through the course of the pandemic. How is the film industry going to change 2021 and beyond?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I truly believe that going out to movies is what I call the part of the campfire desire, in that sitting together in a group, experiencing movies together is something that really resonates to, you know, prehistoric times with sitting around a campfire and listening to a community elder tell the story. So I think that going out to movies will continue. The movie industry was very negatively affected by television when it was introduced quite thoroughly in the 1950s. And has been diminished quite a bit. But there still will be movies to go to, and certainly at the Michigan and State Theater, there'll be movies to go to. But definitely there'll be changes, and I think that transformation is going to be interesting, dynamic, and will probably produce some very exciting things for our audiences in the future.
Well, we will hold forth with hope and optimism, and we will keep a positive attitude as we head into 2021. Happy New Year, Russ. Thank you so much for the time and being here for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.
Happy New Year!